Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
Spotlight on Scotland.
Hello, and welcome back, listeners. In our What's New section today, we have a special guest, James McMullen, who is going to talk to us a little bit about his new prize-winning book, In Search of Nessie. Before we meet James, I'd like to remind listeners that they can phone in and ask our guest a question by ringing 1445 456 280. James, do you mind if I call you James?
Not at all.
First of all, it's a pleasure to have you here with us today, talking about your book. Why don't we start off with you telling us a little bit about it?
All right. Well, the book is called In Search of Nessie, and, as the name suggests, it's about my own attempts to spot the elusive monster. But it's not just another Loch Ness monster book. It's much more than that. It's a book that's full of Scottish traditions and stories, interviews, poetry, even recipes and jokes.
So, who is the book for?
Oh, that's easy. It's for people who like to learn about old customs and history, people who like reading travel books or stories, people who are interested in the old tales that our grandfathers used to tell about Scotland and all things Scottish.
So, is it primarily for Scottish people?
No, not at all. The book is about Scotland, but there's a lot in the book that is universal. At the end of the day, everyone likes a good story.
In the book, you interview several people who claim to have seen Nessie.
Yes, this is what formed the basis of the book from the start. It was wonderful, travelling around collecting these testimonies from men, women, children, each one with a story to tell.
A story about the Loch Ness monster.
Exactly. About Nessie.
Hello? Yes? We have our first call of the afternoon. Pauline Cummings from Manchester. Hello? Pauline? Have you got a question for our guest?
Hello, yes. I'd like to ask James if he's seen the monster with his own eyes.
James?
Now, that would be telling. You'll have to read the book.
But can you tell listeners whether you believe in the Loch Ness monster?
Yes. Yes, I do believe in the monster. I am absolutely convinced of its existence.
Pauline, are you still there? What do you think?
Well, I'm a bit sceptical myself. I don't believe in monsters. I think that Nessie is one of Scotland's best tourist attractions, a part of the folklore maybe, but certainly nothing more.
Thanks for your call, Pauline. Let's see what James has to say about that. Is Nessie a tourist attraction?
Oh, yes, of course. But that doesn't mean he's not real. In fact, listeners don't have to take my word for it. They can visit the Nessie webpage at www.nessie.co.uk and see documented evidence, photographs, and even film coverage.
Or they could read your book.
Well, yes.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.